Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. Mike's on Francesa on The Fan. We'll come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Big day for the Knicks because tonight's the draft lottery. That's about all you got if you're a Knicks fan. And if you're a Knicks fan and a Met fan like me, well, just another disaster last night. And if you're a Net fan, well,
what's that?
I'll tell you right now. The Boston Celtics, who advanced last night, they win Game 7. They beat the Wizards and move on now to have the right to lose to Cleveland.
Congrats
in
the
conference finals. They do have the home court advantage for what that's worth.
They do, yeah.
So congratulations to them.
Yep.
But I tell you right now, if they get the number one pick tonight, I know you'll be beside yourself. I will be aggravated.
Well,
I have to tell you.
I thought,
I will be aggravated.
I thought this morning as I woke up that most of my anger would be directed at the New York Mets and Hansel Robles and really everybody because the Mets are terrible.
It's just a disaster.
But I woke up thinking about lottery night. I was thinking about you guys and how you have a 57% chance of picking seventh and you've got a 5% chance of picking one.
Too.
Yeah, the odds say that. And I started thinking about the Nets and how tonight is irrelevant for us. And so will next year. Because next year, the pick goes to Boston. This year, it's a right to swap. So remember, the Nets actually have a pick.
Right.
They have Boston's pick, along with Washington's pick.
Right.
Next year, they don't have anything. So I decided, after I saw Nick and Babylon tweet me a picture of the three players
you showed me that.
In the Boston trade.
Thank you, Billy King. I'll thank him for you.
Thank
there.
You. I decided to check in on Billy and see what he's up to.
What is Billy doing?
And luckily,
running for president now?
Well, luckily, 5 hours ago, he decided to retweet Stephen Ratner. Stephen used to be the former head of the Obama Auto Task Force.
Okay.
So that was really cool.
Nice of him.
And then he retweeted again from Stephen Ratner.
Billy King.
Then he retweeted, I guess, an environmental attorney named Mike Levin. So that was cool. Then he retweeted that political hack, Paul Begala. Remember him? He used to work in the Clinton administration.
I do. Name is familiar, yes.
He also retweeted Joe Scarborough of MSNBC. So bottom line is this. Billy has completely divorced himself from basketball.
He is a politician. He's looking to run for something, it sounds like, Billy.
Well,
right? Would you agree with that?
Well, he's not saying anything. He's just retweeting everybody.
Right.
That's all he's doing.
He is a Duke guy, so he's smart.
That's true. He even retweeted Dick Vitale talking politics.
Oh, my God. So, not Dick Vitale. Say it isn't. So.
Oh, no, it's true. It's true.
Say it isn't so.
It's true.
Dick Vitale talking politics.
He did retweet the Duke men's lacrosse team talking about how they made the tournament and all that, and that they play on May 13th at 2:30.
Okay, there you go.
And, yeah, I found one tweet where he retweeted NBA TV talking about Kyle Korver. So Billy King, who has left nothing but destruction in his way with the Brooklyn Nets, has now divorced himself from basketball,
and
he's a big political guy.
Oh, my God. So I guess he'll be on the ballot for 2020? Can we look for that?
Listen, Billy King.
I'm assuming a Democrat? I'm assuming.
I would assume that.
Yes.
Billy King could be the greatest politician of all time. He could have such great opinions. He could have the greatest opinions of them all. I would have a very difficult time voting for him, Joe.
Yes,
and
I want to put country first,
but I'll tell you.
I know you're not voting for Billy King.
I have a tough time.
I feel confident that you would not vote for Billy King.
But forget that.
I don't think you vote for him for too much.
No. Not even dog catcher.
Right, exactly.
But forget about that. They're old news. How about you? How are you feeling tonight? Are you excited?
No.
Are you going to have a draft lottery party?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Am I excited? No, I figured they'll wind up with the seventh pick in the draft. That's what they're going to wind up
with. Yeah, the odds say that.
That's what they're going to be.
Now, let me ask you this.
Could be there. I'm sure Clyde will be resplendent in whatever outfit he's got, his draft outfit he's going to wear for this tonight. I'm sure it's beautiful.
Yep.
I mean, but no. Why would I expect? They're not going to win the lottery. I know that.
Well, would you be devastated if the Minnesota Timberwolves, the team that you finished tied with but won a coin toss, if they win the lottery tonight, would you be very angry tomorrow morning?
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I don't care where they pick in this lottery. They better come up with a player, and they better get it right. That's the way I look at it. You know, give me a player here at 7, at 6, whatever they may wind up with, at 8, even if they fall back, I don't know. You know what I'm saying, bro? Because I don't expect they're going to get in the top three. They're not going to.
Well, here's the way it works right now. There is a very, very, very small chance. In fact, it's closer to 0% that they would pick 10th. That would mean three teams jumped ahead of them.
Right.
So that's likely not to happen.
Right.
There's a little bit under a 2% shot they fall back to 9. But again, that would mean two teams jumped ahead of them.
Right.
There's a 22% shot, so a little bit better, that they fall back one slot to 8. Mm. But the odds are high at 57% that they stay where they are at number 7. Now, here are the odds of them jumping. 7% to get to 3, 6% to get to 2, 5.3% to get to 1. So if you do the math, there's about an 18% shot that they jump to the top 3. So you're right. The odds
are low.
Are very low
that
they make that kind of jump.
That is correct.
So we'll see what happens.
I'm not counting on it. I mean, look, I expect them to finish 7th. Hopefully it won't be any lower than 7. And, you know, we'll see in June how they, you know, how they blow this one. I tell you one thing. The more I see, and not that I wouldn't want Lonzo Ball. I mean, the kid looks like he's going to be a tremendous player and all. But his father, I mean, I can't take that
guy.
You
know, it's funny.
I mean, that guy is just, you got to be kidding me.
I don't know if you remember.
I mean, God.
I don't know if you remember.
What has this guy ever done? Did he do something, this guy?
Who, the father?
Yeah.
He impregnated Lonzo Ball's mother.
That's about it.
That's what he did. I asked you like 2 months ago, would you hesitate with this guy because of the father?
Boy,
and at
you.
That time, you're like, no, why would I care?
You know,
I think it's moving a little bit.
You know why it's moving a little bit? Because the Knicks are so dysfunctional to begin with.
Yeah.
Can you imagine them getting Ball, okay?
Yep.
And now you got all the baggage, the father and in the shoes that he's, you know, the stupid shoes he's got out or whatever. I mean, it's going to be all about this guy.
You know,
When the commissioner, when Adam Silver, you know, announces the draft, you know, whatever pick Ball comes in the draft, okay, wherever they pick him, if it's 1, 2, whatever it is, I got a vision the father's going to walk up there with him.
Oh, I think so. I think he's going
to
storm the stage.
And maybe he's also going to put like a jersey on.
I think he will.
Come on. I am a little concerned about that guy. I have to say.
It is concerning.
He is concerning.
That's why, obviously, you should root for your team to win the lottery. But as an independent observer, who my only opinion is I don't want the Celtics winning the lottery.
Well, of course.
And I would prefer your team not to win the lottery.
Well, sure.
But I would love to see the Minnesota Timberwolves jump to 1. Because Lonzo Ball in Minnesota. Well, of course he does.
Right.
And think about this with the Lakers. See, I think this
may be. If the Lakers don't get in the top 3, they lose their draft choice, right?
They're out. It goes to Philly, who, by the way, is 4th with the 4th highest odds of winning the lottery.
Boy,
the Sixers.
They should rename the draft lottery after them.
And that's not it. There's another thing the Sixers have going for them. They have an insurance policy. They have a right to swap with the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, do they?
Now, the Kings are right behind the Knicks, so the odds are they're not going to jump to 1. But if somehow the Kings won the lottery, the lottery. It goes to Philadelphia.
Unbelievable.
How about that?
That is unbelievable. Well, not that it's really worked for Philly, because it hasn't.
No, it hasn't.
Has any of these guys turned into a player?
Joel Embiid, when he's been out there, has been good.
Well, he's hurt.
He's hurt all the time. Well, he'll be there tonight. He'll be on the dais.
Okafor hasn't been what they thought he'd be. Is Noel still there, or is he gone?
No, they traded him
at
the deadline.
That's right.
So the L.A. Lakers have to pick in the top 3. If they don't pick in the top 3, they lose the pick. It is very close to 50-50 because right now there's a 46.5% shot that they keep their pick and
they
pick in the top 3.
Where are they now? Three right now?
Right,
the Lakers.
The Lakers?
Yeah.
They're 3.
They are 3.
But even with that,
they could drop.
There's a better shot that they drop and lose the pick.
Right.
There's a 22.5% chance they pick 4th, which means it goes to Philly. A 26.5% chance they go 5th, again, to Philly. And a 4% shot, they go 6th and it goes to Philly. So you do the math, it's about 52-48, they lose the pick.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure you believe that Adam Silver will take care of them, right?
I don't know what to believe. I don't know. Frankie Isola, who had a nice column today, our good buddy Frankie, I think we'll have him on tomorrow, was in the room 2 years ago.
Right.
When they got their Porzingis lottery.
Yes.
And basically said that there's no way that it could be fixed.
Hey, I don't think they fixed it.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe at one time it was. I'll still probably go to my grave believing that, you know, 32 years ago it was fixed for the Knicks. I don't think that can be done anymore.
Yeah, I think it may have been years ago. I don't know if there's any way to prove it. But I think nowadays it's just not happening.
Right.
Now, as far as the basketball was concerned last night, I think the thing you come out of this Game 7 talking about are two things. The great performance by Kelly Olynyk.
Kelly Olynyk was huge, yeah.
Who put together a masterful fourth quarter performance. If the Celtics didn't have the storied history they have, that would go down as one of the all-time great performances, but it doesn't because the second round in Boston
means nothing.
It's like June in baseball.
It means nothing.
Exactly.
Right.
So sorry, Kelly. But the other thing was the disappearing act by John Wall.
Yeah.
John Wall. And you know what? Let me rephrase that, because I wouldn't say it was a disappearing act. I think James Harden was a disappearing act.
Right.
John Wall just couldn't make a shot.
Yeah. Bradley Beal had a huge game.
He did. And I think that makes it worse, Joe, because Bradley Beal was unbelievable, did everything he could. The Wizards had a 6-point lead in this game.
I think
like middle of the third quarter.
No, absolutely. Before they went on a run, boy, that big run.
And when Boston goes on that run, what you need if you're the Wizards is your best player to step up. And he didn't. He missed his last 11 shots in this game. You could see he lost confidence. He wasn't taking it to the basket as much as he should, and he should, because nobody can stop John Wall when he is flying to the hoop like that. And we saw it a little bit earlier in the game, but he gave you a terrible fourth quarter performance that almost wipes away what you saw in Game 6.
You know, it's funny, because I was reading something today. You go back to Harden and the miserable game he had in Game 6 against the Spurs. That there's some kind of legal issue he's having right now with Moses Malone Jr.
Well, Moses Malone Jr. Yeah, he's accusing James Harden of, I guess, setting up some kind of robbery, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yes.
I don't know if it's true.
Something happened at a strip club, I think, somewhere.
Yeah,
something along those
he's
lines.
He's claiming Harden set the whole thing up.
Did that happen? Who knows?
I don't know. But, yeah, I think Harden's disappearing act was worse almost because it looked like he just didn't want to take a shot.
Yeah.
And from James Harden, that's kind of unusual.
At least the Wizards were in the game for the most part. I mean, that game was a disaster.
Yeah, they were in the game.
The Spurs-Houston game.
And John Wall went down shooting. He just couldn't make a shot.
Right.
And I thought the officiating was very difficult to watch in this game. They did not let them play enough. I thought the officiating was not great in this game. It was a little clunky, but give the Celtics credit. Yeah. They keep the series, including the season series, the home team takes care of business.
Everybody won at home. And now they got the home court advantage against Cleveland.
They do.
So.
And a great performance by a couple of guys that deserve credit under the radar. Marcus Smart, who I think is a very underrated player, coming in off the bench.
Good defensive player.
Very good defense.
Yep.
And even Jaylen Brown, who I guess I should have an affinity to, because that's one of the many guys.
One of the many.
That was drafted by the Boston Celtics. That was a pick.
Courtesy of you.
Courtesy of me.
Yeah.
And
well,
not Billy
you.
King. Not
Billy
me.
King.
No, Billy King.
Billy King.
Billy King. Yeah, yeah. I had nothing to do with it.
Senator King. We'll call him the Senator.
Senator King.
Well, let's call Billy the Senator from now on. Senator Billy.
Senator Billy. I'm telling you, go to his Twitter account. It's all politics.
That's
all he talks about.
You don't want to talk about basketball anymore.
No, Ever listen.
What?
And
basketball?
You know what? His credit's probably better at politics than he is running a basketball team.
Remains to be seen.
Look, there have been a lot of bad GMs and presidents in New York sports history, but very few have caused the long-term damage that this man caused. I mean, this is long-term damage that he's caused.
Yeah, well.
But I wish you the best of luck tonight.
Yeah. That's it. I can't say that my excitement level is through the roof. I have to say.
Other than obviously rooting for your team to do well, are you glued to the Lakers and hoping that they get host tonight and lose their pick?
At this point now, the NBA to me, my basketball team has been such a disaster for so long that I really just can't even, I can't even get hatred anymore. It's hard to hate anybody. Like, it's like hard, really. It's like hard even like to hate. Like I don't hate the Celtics anymore, you know?
Right.
Like, I hated them with Bill Russell all those years. I hated the Larry Bird years.
Right.
You know? Now I just dislike them.
Right.
You know? I don't hate them anymore.
Level. Yeah.
I just dislike them.
Yeah.
So I don't really have hatred. I mean, like, I don't like the Warriors anymore either, like, because they become like America's team now, the Warriors.
Right. Everybody's a Warrior fan.
Right, right. And even Cleveland, you know, they won now, so that takes the luster
exactly.
off of them.
Yeah.
So it's like, So, like my whole NBA world. I mean,
so who are you rooting for in the NBA Finals?
I would root for the Spurs here.
It's Golden State Cleveland, we expect.
I don't know what to do. I guess Cleveland.
Will you be into it at least?
I'll be into it. But
it'll be a good series.
It'll be good. But I guess Cleveland. I guess.
Yeah, I don't know who I'm
because I just don't like the Warriors, and I like them even less now that they got Durant.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
I don't like them.
To me, I'm with you. It's like heel versus heel when they play each other. There's no good guy, if you will. Yeah.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.